From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For the first time ever, the University of Georgia surpassed $500 million in research and development spending in fiscal year 2022. According to UGA Today, with total expenditures of $545.6 million, a jump of over 10%, UGA exceeded the $500 million mark comfortably. The one-year jump of $51.7 million is UGA's largest single-year increase in recent history and the first time since 2017 that R&D grew by more than 10%. The American Farm Bureau Federation and other ag and business groups are suing federal agencies over the new Waters of the United States rule. The lawsuit argues the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers overreached in finalizing the rule in December. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said farmers and ranchers should not have to hire a team of lawyers and consultants to determine how they can farm their land. Leaders of the Senate Ag Committee urged the U.S. Trade Representative to hold Canada accountable under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow and Arkansas Republican John Bozeman says Canada is obligated by USMCA to provide market access to American dairy farmers. Despite numerous rounds of consultations and an initial dispute settlement panel ruling in January of 2022, Canada continues to reserve parts of its tariff rate quota allocations for domestic processors, undermining importers' market access.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.